Even on a sunny day, it's almost impossible to miss the sign above the restaurant door. Neon flames licking the words, St. Clair Broiler. It's a neighborhood fixture, a landmark. Meet me at the broiler, words spoken since the 1950s, a meeting place even before that.
My friend Barbara and I used to come here in the 40s after school. We went to Central High School, and it wasn't called the broiler. It was called the St. Clair Sweet Shop. And so here we are. We're still here. My dad came here, too, and they would see him coming, and they'd have his breakfast ready when he came and sat down because he always ordered the same thing. So this has been going on a long time.
We love it.
This is a place where community lives, where neighbors do know each other, making connections that last.
By the way, the person that just sat in that booth there, he's been coming here for around 42 years. He sits in the same booth. If it's filled, he doesn't know what to do.
Jimmy Theros has owned the broiler since 1969. He started as a cook in 1956, and in all those years, to his knowledge, this is the first book that's ever been produced here. Every morning from 6:30 till 8, for some 10 years, Kent Kruger's been hunched over a notebook, writing in longhand.
I think that there's an energy involved here that that fuels the writing as well as the coffee does. You're here and there are people coming and going and you're involved in life, and occasionally if I need to look up from the page, I look out there and I see life passing me by on the street as well. Sometimes I'll see somebody wearing something and I'll think, that's really striking, and I'll make a note of it, and that's an outfit that I'll have somebody wear. Or I'll notice a walk or something like that. I think the thing about the broiler is that you don't take yourself outside of life, you sink yourself into it, and out of that a whole lot comes.
Kruger's latest book, Iron Lake, is just out. Jimmy and the broiler staff are tickled pink.
I love it. It just turns me on. We're doing something, you know. It's and something's doing here. Something's happening here, and it's exciting.
Iron Lake is a mystery set in northern Minnesota on the Iron Range. A boy stumbles across the body of a dead politician. The boy vanishes, revealing the secrets of this isolated place. Kruger's manuscript won this year's Lost McKnight Award for Creative Prose, with Jimmy sitting next to him in his booth, number 4, Kruger reads.
This is what one of the passages that deals with a place called Johnny's Flamewood Broiler.
Good.
You haven't heard it.
No. Absolutely not. He won't say anything.
What?
He never said anything. I kept telling him, you know, where's the broiler in the book? Well, go ahead, read it.
The broiler was a popular stopover for people on their way to work. The clientele were regulars, men mostly, who ordered the same breakfast every day, said the same things day in and day out. They worked at the brewery, or the sawmill, or for the highway department, or they were shop owners killing time before they headed to the task of clearing the walks in front of their stores. Johnny had taken over the cooking. Two other waitresses had arrived, but it was Molly who caught everyone's eye. She moved quickly and efficiently from table to table, booth to booth, slipping easily among men who eyed her just as keenly as Cork did. He liked how she cocked a fist on her hip and said something hard and funny to the ones who made passes, and there were a lot of them. He liked the combination of her plain good looks, her efficiency, and her elusiveness, there in a place where men hungered around her in a lot of ways.
Cool. Isn't that great? I love it. Perfect. Perfect. And that is the broiler. It's absolutely. He can take it anywhere he wants, but that's the broiler.
I'm interested in reading the book. I want to know who Molly is.
She was actually a composite of waitress, of basically a lot of the waitresses who kindly served me coffee over the years.
The broiler staff call Kruger the writing man. They're wearing T-shirts advertising the book in his honor. Jefferson Smith, a broiler cook, has been watching Kruger, curious about his writing.
Oh, I think he's an awesome kind of character. He's just a man that knows what he wants to do. Hey, man, this is the first time I've ever been to work somewhere where there's a guy writing a book, you know. So I'll take the opportunity to read it.
Any ketchup or anything for your hash brown?
Carol Kimmel has been waitressing for 23 years, an avid reader. She normally sticks to romance novels, but she'll make an exception this time.
I will be reading it, I'll tell you that. Okay, we're going to go into the third room and deliver our orders. And we have the genuine eggs.
It's waitresses like Carol Simmel and other regulars that inspire Kent Kruger.
Occasionally, I'll tune into some of the regulars talking at the counter, and I love the sound of their conversation, how they put words together. What you do is you catch the rhythm of people's words, and although you might not necessarily use the words specifically, you listen to the rhythm and you listen to how they say specific things, dems and dares, and particularly like you catch the Finns, for example. We went up there fishing, and them guys over there, they said the fish was biting out farther out than we was, but you know, kind of thing. And so you use that.
As it turns out, Kent Kruger is not the only one who's chosen the broiler as his writing venue. A few minutes into our interview, we're joined by Steve Hattelstead, who works here as a waiter, but hangs out after work writing.
Right now I'm working on a nonfiction book that applies the science of complexity to contemporary society. The thing with writing is it gets really lonely doing it alone at home. So just to have people around you, you know, it makes it easier for me to concentrate.
So do you have a spot here where you write?
Right there. Yes.
You see the whole world from a different perspective if you move to another booth.
That may be debatable, but for Jimmy Theros, a book written in his restaurant has confirmed what he says has been his purpose all along.
It's fun. It's all people, you know. It's all people. That's what it is.
The book would have been written anyway, but I feel a great debt of gratitude to the broiler for giving me the spot where it was done.
The party and book signing for Kent Kruger's novel, Iron Lake, will be at the St. Clair Broiler in St. Paul on August 2nd. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Mary Stuckey.